Talking with me today is Ramon Cairo. He's part of the Brown Berets and the Justice Coalition for Andy Lopez, here to talk to us about the big march that's going to be happening. When, where, and for what purpose?
At 1:30 at Old Courthouse Square in downtown Santa Rosa, we will be having a march. We demand that Eric Gelhaus be charged with a crime of murder. We demand that the district attorney recuse herself from this investigation. We are also asking and demanding that the district attorney's office turn over all its depositions, investigative reports, and testimonies over to the state attorney general's office. And we are asking for the Santa Rosa Police Department to be transparent with the community and to provide us with an unedited, unaltered copy of its conclusion of its investigation regarding the officer-involved fatality of Andy Lopez.
This is going to be the first of a series of marches over the next few weeks?
That's correct. Starting on February 25th, the Justice Coalition for Andy Lopez will be hosting a series of marches that will span out for the next 9 weeks. We will meet in various localities in Santa Rosa, all on the west side, and we will have marches in the Latino communities. And we will use that as a platform to provide information and make the Latino community aware of the occurrences regarding the Andy Lopez investigation, the stance that few politicians have had regarding the investigation and the proceedings surrounding it. And we will use that as an avenue to promote the mass rally and the march that we have planned for May 31st, which will honor Andy Lopez's birthday.
That's when he would have been 14.
Yes, sir.
All of this is unfolding at the same time that the conversations around annexing Roseland are beginning with the city, the conversations about creating a park for Andy, and, of course, the task force. Is this a way of keeping communication open between the community and those channels, a way of keeping pressure on those channels to bear fruit? What is the big picture intention?
The big picture is to bring awareness and focus to the issue of police brutality in general, and in particular, to make sure that justice is served for Andy Lopez and the Lopez family. We wish Eric Gelhaus to be incarcerated, and we want California, as intrepid as it is, to set that as a standard for the rest of America, that police brutality will not be tolerated. By bringing focus to this issue, we will be able to, at the bare minimum, curtail the amount of violence that is perpetrated by the law enforcement communities here in Sonoma County.
Indictment, charge, makes perfect sense, but to assume a conviction, isn't that getting a little bit ahead of the game?
It really is, and that is the reason why, in conversations with various members of Andy's youth, they are demanding that Jill Ravitch recuse herself and turn over everything to the state attorney's office. We feel that the situation has become so politicized that not only could there be no true transparency and justice, but we feel that it would be laughable and preposterous to assume that Jill Ravitch would be the individual fitting to do that. Her personal relationship and fraternization with Sheriff Steve Freitas and his involvement in her reelection campaign, you got to remember, he's her fund manager. All of those situations have put Jill Ravitch in such a position that to assume that she can be impartial and unbiased is laughable. And the community can see that, and we wish to take the proper steps to make sure that an impartial jury and an impartial prosecutor views this case.
Ramon Cairo, thank you very much for coming in to talk with us today.
Thank you, Bruce.